朋友，你在收听的是活在耶稣里网站提供的福乐人生讲坛。今天的讲员是李秀全牧师。愿神的话语滋润你的心田，使你能更好地认识神和认识自己，并坚定地信靠神。
上帝做事也是非常有意思。
And the way God works is amazing.
就在那个时候，神兴起了一个团体，从美国到台湾去做学生工作。
During that time, God has raised up another organization to work among students in Taiwan from the U.S.
学员传道会 Campus Crusade for Christ.
And that is Campus Crusade.
那么这样的一个团体到台湾的时候，对我们校园团是一个很大很大的一个影响。
The arrival of Campus Crusade was a great impact on us.
因为对我们来讲，我们是看重查经，看重团契生活。
Because for us, we were paying special attention to Bible study and fellowship.
但是对 Campus Crusade 来讲，我们都知道他们出一个那个福音的四律啊，传福音的四律。
The Campus Crusade emphasized the four spiritual laws.
因着学员传道会到台湾开始工作，给校园团契一直看重向内团契生活的这个团体带来很大的一个突破。
The arrival of the Campus Crusade brought a breakthrough in Campus Evangelical Fellowship.
今年是本教会二十年。
This year is the 20th year of this church.
我们感谢主，在过去二十年来，主让这个教会虽然不完全，但是我们看重一些团契的生活。
And I believe that in the past 20 years, God has given us an emphasis on fellowship.
但是弟兄姊妹，求主提醒我们，不让我们把团契生活变成教会唯一的目的。
But let us not turn fellowship into the end of this church.
所以保罗在这里特别提醒我们 partnership of the gospel 或者 partnership in the gospel， 让我们在福音的工作里面有团契的这种生活的成分。
So let's learn from Paul that we can have fellowship in the gospel.
然后我们在这里再花一点时间看到底这两性怎么样能够结合在一起。
How can we bring the two together more intimately?
今天这一篇信息的产生，
How was this sermon born this day?Today.
跟这一两年我觉得神在我们中间的一些带领有直接的关系。
It's a direct consequence of what God has been doing among this church for the past 2 years.
感谢主，主让我们这个教会在这一两年给我们看见更大的领域，让我们将来能够侍奉他。
I thank the Lord that in the past 2 years God has broadened our vision.
不只是让我们设立分堂，
Not only have we established a daughter church,
现在我们要积极的要建立一个新堂。
We are in the process of building a new church.
我要在这个今天早上主日崇拜的时候分享一下我个人的一些很主观的感觉。
I'd like to share with you some of my very personal observations.
在过去的，特别是在半年的时间里面
，In the past half a year,
站在牧师的立场
，As a pastor.
我觉得主一步一步的在我身上做一个工作。
I feel that God has been working in me step by step.
我希望今天早上弟兄姊妹能够很小心、很注意的听，让弟兄姊妹能够了解这段时间我心路历程的改变。
Please listen to me carefully and realize that God has been moving in my heart and that I am changing.
一方面需要弟兄姊妹对我心态改变的了解，也希望弟兄姊妹在祷告上面一起配合。
Through this sharing, I hope that you can understand me more and that you can pray with me more.
神在调整我侍奉的心态。
God has been fine-tuning my mentality on serving.
我把这个新的心态叫做什么心态？
What do I call this mentality?
我把它叫做大教会的心态。
I call it the big church mentality.
请弟兄姊妹不要误会我的意思。
Please do not misunderstand me.
不是说我们将来要进到一个大的教会去，这个李牧师要做一个大教会的牧师，的那种心态。
It's not a mentality that I want to be a pastor of a very big church.
我要让弟兄姊妹了解，今天早上我这边信息，这个是我实在心里面一个很重的一个负担，因为我知道。主让我们搬过去的时候，让我们有一个新的挑战，一个更大的挑战，更大的责任摆在我们的身上。
I want you to understand that as I view this moving into this new church, I feel that God is bringing to us new challenges.
我们知道人少有人少做工的一种态度。
If the number is small, there is a different philosophy of service.
当神把我们带到一个更广的一个挑战的面前的时候，弟兄姊妹，我们需要用另外的一种心态来接受新的挑战。
But as we move to a broader area of challenge, we need a new philosophy.
在一个小规模的情形之下，你所做的方法是一种小规模的心态。
If you do it on a small scale, you have a small scale mentality.
就好像摩西
，just like Moses.
他要带他的一家人简单，但是他要开始带整个以色列人的时候，就不是那么容易。
It's very simple for him to lead his own family, but for him to lead the whole tribe of Israel was a difficult task.
他不能用一家的家长的感觉来带领这600,000的以色列的人出埃及。
He cannot lead the entire Israelites like he would lead his family.
所以他的岳父就建议他应该怎么样做，能够改变他的心态，来接受更大的责任。
And indeed, his father-in-law taught him to learn how to lead and to delegate.
事实上，主耶稣也是这样应许我们。
And in the same way, Jesus has promised us the same thing.
他说：“我所做的事，信我的人也要做，并且要做这更大的事情。”
Jesus has promised us that those of us who believe in Him can do bigger things.
所以在准备这篇信息的时候，我就有机会把我过去几年来对几个教会的了解和这些研究，那么再来做一个复习。
And as I prepared this sermon, I realized that God has led me through some different experiences in other churches.
换句话说，我们今天已经面临到一个地步，怎么样能够把个体户的这种作业的方式，把它变成一种比较大的企业性的一个做法，在教会将来的推动上。
In other words, I'm thinking about how we can turn a private enterprise into a corporation.
我们都知道，今天全世界最大的教会不是在美国，是在亚洲。
We know the largest church today is not in the United States, but in Asia.
我相信跟我一样做传道人的都在吃甘醋。
I feel that for other preachers like me, when we heard this, we were very envious.
我们不知道哪一天也能够有那么一个局面。
We don't know when we can reach that stage.
弟兄姊妹，这是我要讲的，这种大的心态是错的。
But I want to share with you that this kind of attitude is wrong.
这种叫做好高骛远，这个叫做唱高调。
This is just saying there's a goal that we will never reach.
但是弟兄姊妹，我们不能不在主的面前好好的接受一个挑战。今天那么多还没有信主人在我们四周，主给我们这样的挑战，我们难道不应该有一个大的感觉吗？
But can we receive this challenge from God that there is so many among us who has not received Him? Can we take that as our challenge?
我们教会过去二十年来，我们的增长的这个比例差不多在12%左右。
This church growth over the past 20 years is about 12%.
如果我们以10%作为我们的目标的话
，If we choose 10% as our goal，
上个礼拜如果各位看周报，我们教会的人数是390个人在这边聚会。
If you read the bulletin today, you'll notice that last week there was 390 people in attendance during worship last week.
我们感谢主，在北区他们现在有150人聚会的情形之下，并没有影响太大。他们走了以后，对我们的人数没有影响太大。
We thank God because we noticed that the lower church also have 150.
如果我们以400人作为我们现在开始往前面努力。
Let us assume then 400 as a starting number for this church.
我们盼望在明年这个时候，我们平均人数能够到440个人，差不多450人这样。
Then our wish for next year around the same time is an attendance of about 440.
如果每一年我们是10%的长进，我们盼望两年以后，如果我们搬到新堂，我们可以有固定有500人搬到那边去聚会。
And so if we can keep this up for 2 years, by the time when we move to our new church, then we will have 500.
如果我们能够照着10%的增长的话，我们盼望在搬到新堂3年到5年的时间，我们中英合在一起可以达到700人。
It's our wish that perhaps after 3 to 5 years at the new church, the Chinese and the English congregation together will number 700.
我们需要目标。
We need goals.
但是我们有了目标，我们需要大家群策群力，一同来做。
But once we have established those goals, we should all participate.
除了在团契生活，要来的这个礼拜天，要来的这个礼拜五晚上，希望弟兄姊妹看重这传福音的机会。
Beyond fellowship, let us pay special emphasis on evangelism in the days ahead.
我们可以做很多的宣传，但是弟兄姊妹要自己去带人，我们才可以有一些非基督徒来听到。
The only way that we can make sure that non-Christians will come is by individual participation.
所以请弟兄姊妹记得，这个礼拜五晚上七点半，我们教会有今年的这个布道会。
But let me remind you, this coming Friday evening, we will have our evangelical meeting.
那我们说我们要进到新堂去。
So as we plan our new church,
我们现在在设计怎么样设计这个礼拜堂。
We are at the stage of saying how should we design this new sanctuary.
我们要有一个大教会的心态。
We say we need a mentality of a big church.
学。
So let us learn.
第一个，把舞台弄大一点。
First, we need a larger stage.
我们希望将来有一个五十人的这个交响乐团可以放上去。
Perhaps we can place a orchestra of 50 on top.
我们现在开始找我们中间有一些很有演戏才华的一些人，我们组织一个戏剧小组。
Perhaps we should start organizing a drama group.
然后呢，让李牧师呢出去多受一点训练，讲到更上一层楼。
And perhaps we should send Pastor Lee for more training for his message.
弟兄姊妹，这些就是表面。
But then these are superficial things.
当我真的去看这个教会的发展的过程和见证的时候，
as I review my experience with this church,
还是回到腓立比书一章五节。
I return to chapter 1 of Philippians.
弟兄姊妹，我今天早上用这样一句话 ，partnership for the gospel 这样一句话，让我们再一次回到主的面前，想到教会将来的发展在团契与福音之间的关系。
Brothers and sisters, I have spent time today to share with you the relationship between the fellowship and evangelism.
英文翻得很有意思，用 partnership 这个词。
One of the translations use partnership.
什么叫 partnership? 就是合伙人。
What does partnership mean?
当我们有 partnership 的时候呢，我们就在那件事情上面，我们也有一份。
And that is we are partners in the thing. We have a role.
虽然我们可能做股东，但是这个股东是参与工作的股东。
Even as a stockholder, we have to participate.
让我们在主的面前，从这样一节圣经，不只是面对我们今年的这个目标，也让我们接受神给我们更大的挑战。为着我们四周还有很多还没有信主的人，我们让主的福音能够传开。
So let us broaden our view of this verse, not only as a theme for our church.But a new challenge.
带着一个团契的心态，我们去传福音。
With a mentality of a fellowship, let us spread His good news.
下个礼拜是我们教会的布道会的时候。
Next week is when we will have our evangelical meetings.
我希望再一次主提醒我们每一个人。
I hope that God will remind each one of us.
我们如果是福音的 partner 的话，我们没有一个人在这样的一个工作上是无关紧要的。
If we are all partners in this enterprise, then all of us are important.
这是我们回台湾的时候，我见到一个老朋友，他的名字叫刘霞。
As I returned to Taiwan last year, I met this old friend.
我想大家可能知道他的笔名叫杏林子，他写了很多很多的文章。
Some of you may know her. She's an author under a different name.
他在最近几年在台湾成立了一个残障的一个独立的团体。
She has started this special organization in Taiwan for the handicapped.
我到他的办公室去找他。
As I go to the office,
那么我就听见有一个人跟他在讲话。
I heard them in a conversation.
我印象非常深。
I was very touched.
哎呀，那个人就跟刘霞讲说：“刘霞姊妹啊，现在我们这个团体需要发展。”
And this person was saying to her, saying, "Sister Liu, we need development."
哎呀，真希望上帝感动一个有钱的大老板，奉献100万给我们。哎呀，我们很多的问题就解决。
I really pray that God will move a millionaire to give us lots of money, then all our problems will be solved.
我印象很深是刘霞接下来讲的那句话。
But she said something that really touched me.
她对那个人讲，她说：“姊妹啊，你错了。”
She said, "Sister, you're wrong."
她说：“我宁愿有100万人，每一个人奉献1块钱。”我不希望有一个人奉献100万。
I'd rather have 1 million people each giving $1 to this organization rather than one person giving us $1 million.
这对我来讲，一直到现在，给我一个很深很深的影响。
But it has a great impact on me.
弟兄姊妹，教会是属于我们每一个人。
The church belongs to all of us.
也许我们的恩赐不一样，我们的背景不一样，我们的负担不一样。
Maybe we have different gifts, we have different burdens, we have different backgrounds.
这里面就使我们回到中文的翻译，为什么中文会把这一节圣经翻译成同心合意兴旺福音？
But why did the Chinese version translate a partnership as united in heart?
我记得我曾经在这里讲过这样的一个比方。
I have shared this with you before.
教会是一个战舰，不是一个客轮。
The church is a warship and not a cruise liner.
教会是一个龙船，不是一个游艇。
The church is a crew boat and not a luxury yacht.
不同的地方在哪里？
What is the difference?
在战舰和龙船上。
In a cruise ship or a warship,
没有一个人是多余的。
There's no extra person.
跟客轮跟游艇是不一样。
Not so of a yacht or an ocean.
我盼望我们的教会能够成为这样一个每一个人都能够参与，每一个人都能够有份的一个团体。
It is my wish that all of us will have a part and have a role to play in this church.
除非我们看见团契生活的重要。
We have to see the importance of fellowship.
教会现在正在努力的在这一方面在有一些作业。
And the church is paying special attention to this.
我们盼望在新的这一年里面，我们注意到我们教会没有参与在团契里面的一些弟兄和姊妹。
In this year, we want to pay attention to those who are not part of this regular fellowship.
我盼望每一个弟兄姊妹，不管你参加什么团契也好，今天下午，等一下吃完饭以后，西安团契有他们这个月的月会。
There are many groups in this church. For example, the Zion Fellowship will be meeting this afternoon.
我希望每一个弟兄姊妹在这个教会里面都隶属于一个小的团体。
It's my wish that each one of us can belong to a group like the Zion Fellowship.
我有的时候想想，十二年前神带领我们刚来这里的时候。
And as I think back when God brought us here 12 years ago,
以一个牧师的身份。
As a pastor,
我那个时候大概教会每一个礼拜来的100多人，大概都认得。
At that time, I believe I knew almost everyone who came.
那时候吴丽贤姊妹，我们在一起配搭的时候，她礼拜二就问我，说李牧师，礼拜天谁来，谁没有来，我可以告诉她。
At that time, Shelby was serving with me in the church, and she will ask me now and then on Tuesdays, Pastor, who came this Sunday, and I can tell her.
而且那个时候大家关系很亲密。
And we were very close together.
我说的亲密是在那个时候，因为人少，今天在吴家吃饭，明天在这个谢家吃饭，反正大家吃来吃去很不错。
Because the number was small, I can go and eat in individuals' homes very often.
但现在想想，实在很少这种吃饭的机会。
But then today, these opportunities are not as numerous.
不要说吃饭，连礼拜堂见到一些人都喊不出名字来。
Sometimes when I see your face, I might not even be able to call out your name.
我相信很多弟兄姊妹跟我一样有这种埋怨。
I think some of you will have the same feelings.
我们教会爱心越来越冷淡。
The love of this church is being diluted.
我们爱心越来越少了。
We don't have enough love.
想当年，哎呀，如何如何。
As we think back in the earlier years, it was different.
弟兄姊妹，我们要接受一个新的挑战。
But let us learn to accept a new challenge.
给我们一个新的心态。来接受神给我们的这样的一个侍奉的机会
，so that we can receive this new task with a new mentality。
弟兄姊妹，原谅我说，你不可能今天认识教会里面每一个人。
Let me emphasize, today is impossible for us to know everyone。
你也不要用你不认识这些人，然后来不满意今天教会的情况。
And let us not use this as an excuse to be dissatisfied with the church.
但是话说回来，你需要有一个小的团契在这里享受团契的生活。
On the other hand, we do need the establishment of more small groups.
所以请弟兄姊妹跟教会合作。
So let us cooperate with the church.
让我们每一个弟兄姊妹不是属于一个团契，就属于一个分区。
So that we all belong to either an area fellowship or a special fellowship,
或者属于一个主日学的一个班
or perhaps a member of a class in Sunday school.
如果你今天在这个教会里面做游兵善友
If you do not belong to any group today,
你又不在团契，你又不在分区，你又不在这个这个主日学。
You do not attend area meetings or the Sunday school.
你也不在任何一个侍奉的委员会。
You're not serving in the church.
我希望今天早上这篇信息对你有特别的影响。
I hope that the message today will have a special impact on you.
让我们在搬过去之前，让我们先打好这一方面的基础。
Even before we move, let us lay a good foundation.
这个就是我今天讲叫做大教会的形态。
And that's what I mean by a big church mentality.
希望我们一起有这种大教会的心态来接受神给我们这样大的挑战。
So let us together with this new mentality accept a bigger challenge.
朋友，你收听的是福乐人生讲坛的系列节目。我是玛丽姐妹，谢谢你的收听，也期待你能将活在耶稣里福音事工的网址告诉你的亲朋好友，邀请他们来收听这个节目。愿神祝福你的新生命。